David Dujanovic. David Dujanovic.
Well, Tim Hughes just stealing a little bit of our thunder, actually giving us a preview of what we're going to be talking about, and that is this Walmart shuttering its healthcare clinics everywhere. I'm disappointed in this move. You're probably like, I didn't even know they had a healthcare clinic, Deb. But they were. I thought they were just getting their legs under them, Dave, and they were starting to open these clinics. There's more than 50 of them all over the nation. And I thought they're going to give the regular doctor's office a run for their money. This is awesome news.
I need a headlamp? Walmart. I need some new tires? Walmart. Glasses? Aloe vera? And healthcare? And some apples. I mean, at some point.
It's perfect.
You have to draw a line and say, you know what?
No.
Maybe we're not everything to everybody.
Amazon is. You can get your scripts off Amazon now, right? I mean, you can just get about everything off of Amazon. I mean, maybe you can't get a doctor to show up at your house, but I love that Walmart was getting into the healthcare business, because you can't go anywhere in this country without running into a Walmart. This is just so convenient. It's also, if y'all haven't noticed, it's really hard to make a doctor's appointment now. It's easy to pick up the phone and call. What's really hard about it is getting something within the next 2 weeks.
I've got a sucking chest wound. we'll see you in July.
Who wants to go to the emergency room for the less than, emergent care that you need? And I do like the fact that they've got the, what are those called? Insta Health. What are those places called? You told me, reminded me what they're called.
The telehealth or the
Instacares. Thank
Instacares,
you.
Okay.
But there's just not enough of those. Not enough of those. So I liked the idea that Walmart was trying something new, branching out into healthcare. I've seen at some of the Walmarts I shop at that they also do vet care, veterinarian care. And I was like,
okay,
that's awesome.
I miss the vet care.
I didn't ever take Riley dog there before he passed away, because I knew where things were going with him. But the Walmart out by my house offers vet care. Now, they don't necessarily do everything, but they're getting out of the healthcare business for humans. I'm disappointed in this. I thought this would be a great way to kind of diversify healthcare in this country. I like when companies come at us with new plans. I think healthcare is one of the biggest issues, and the costs are one of the biggest issues facing American and Utah families. And I thought any way we could get to a doctor faster, maybe there's a menu up there where you can pick from the different services you want. It's cheaper. Maybe you know people who don't have healthcare can do it the cash way. Instead of going through their health care plan that they don't have. I loved it. I'm super disappointed. How do you feel?
Okay, so I have a mantra, a little something that I live by, and I think this is very applicable. Never order seafood at a fast food joint. Like, never order seafood at a fast food joint. Why don't you order seafood at a fast food joint? You know it's not going to turn out well for you. The filet of fish has never turned out well for anybody. You let the fast food guys do what the fast food guys do. Let them own that lane. If you need a fast, dry, tasteless hamburger, that is where you go.
You know what's so weird about you saying this, though, Dave, is that you told us in the morning meeting this morning, and Caitlin Johnston is our witness, our producer, that you get your eyes checked at Walmart.
I do get my glasses there.
So, good news for you.
My optometrist.
See?
Ophthalmologist. I can't remember which one he is.
So, how do you like them apples now?
Now you go. You go for your eye care.
You get your tires. You get your headlamp. You get your apples. You get your vision checked at Walmart. They're going to still keep the vision centers open. And, of course, the pharmacy is going to stay open. But Caitlin Johnston coming at us with the hot take. Small town girl turned big time lead producer on the Dave and Dujanovic show. You grew up in Price, Utah. And what was the Walmart like in Price?
Well, I mean, the Walmart Health has only been around for, I think, 5 years is what I read. But I just think the whole one-stop shop of Walmart, rural communities need that, because you don't have every single option on the street that you're passing by every day. Like, I think there's maybe four doctors that I can think of off the top of my head in Price.
Oh,
where
yikes.
Here, it's, you know, a plethora. You've got the hospital, which is overflowing with the emergency room and stuff like that. You do. I think there's an InstaCare or Urgent Care or something there, but same thing. You're waiting for hours at those, regardless of where you
are. That's a great point.
But it's, and so I don't know about exactly how used that the health part of it was, but I could see it as, you know, if somebody needed it, and if it is a more affordable option, I'm not sure on all those details. People probably used it. I'm sure people get their eyes checked there because I know there's maybe one or two eye doctors there. But yeah, I just, when I think of Walmart, it's like, oh, if I'm in a town that has a Walmart, I think I'm going to be set for my weekend or whatever.
I think that brings up a great point. It's something that we don't think about when we live in bustling towns like Salt Lake City, or we're living along the Wasatch Front. We have a ton of options, but you get out into the rural areas and Walmart is the one-stop shop for everything.
And often, like when I got my glasses and stuff, I would always come up here and get them fitted.
My goodness.
We had an eye doctor there, and now you can order things online and like match them to your picture and stuff, so it makes it a lot easier. But I would always come up here to go look at glasses. You would come up here to get those things done. My family comes up here to get their hair done sometimes because of just resources, or just go to doctor's appointments up here because the resources just aren't always there. It's there to an extent, but certain needs are not met. Not saying Walmart is going to satisfy everything, and they may, maybe they shouldn't be. I don't know. But if it's a needed resource, I can see why it could be beneficial.
I'm just saying, if I have a hernia and I need to get checked, I'm not sure I'm rolling into the Walmart parking lot thinking, hey, doc, you got a minute?
But if it's your only option and you can get one opinion, they can send you somewhere else. But yeah.
Send you to the dairy aisle.
Well, I'm sure this is a, you know, just, you know, a basic clinic. You're not going in there for brain surgery,
right? I don't
think it's
that, to that extent.
But a lot of times that's what we need most. I mean, we just need,
I got the
just
sniffles.
Need to calm your anxiety a little bit of like, hey, I have this boo-boo. Can you please help? And they'll, you know, you don't need to go to the emergency room and waste all your money.
No, and the fact that they do have a pharmacy on location, like that's incredibly helpful. You know, again, one-stop shopping.
Yeah.
Headlamps and Oxy.
Okay. Caitlin Johnston, our amazing producer, swooping in from a take we hadn't thought about because we don't live in a small town. But you grew up in Price. I'm glad you got out.
I mean, I still like it there.
Just teasing.
But there's more here. Hopefully
mom is not listening. I'm glad you're here with us, Caitlin. Straight ahead, having children is becoming a bit passe here in America. And even in Utah, we've seen, the number of kids per household drop. Jay Evenson with the Deseret News in to argue that's a bad move. He's up next.